What's up, Tufts?
Hello, hello, hello.
This is DJ Chiropractor and DJ
EVOG.
And we're here to say that this is bid day, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
We've got a great show ahead of us, full of some indie jams to hopefully raise some clout. And yeah, get ready. We're going to be discussing the new Ariana Grande single. We're going to be discussing Halloween costumes. We've got a great show ahead of us. But yeah. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of Majida by My Morning Jacket.
Woo!
Set on loving me with my mind. me now. Nobody completes me. Don't mess with my stuff. My cup is full up. What I got is enough. Nobody completes me. Don't mess with my love. Surely, 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 surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Na 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 na. Shall follow me. Na 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 na. Shall follow me.
What's up, pledges?
Hello, hello, hello.
So, as I'm sure many of you know by now, Ariana Grande has just dropped a new single, a song called Thank You Next.
I have so many thoughts. My seventh grade self, the pure Arianator within me, feels so complete. Like, so many things had to be said. And guess what she did? She said.
Did she say all of them?
All of them, Curry.
We listened to it briefly last night, but
I proceeded to listen to it many more times.
But now we're going to listen to it on air so everyone can join in.
Everyone pull up the lyrics. While you, actually, no, because you're driving. Don't do that.
And then
if you're not driving, pull up the lyrics.
And then we can discuss it afterwards because I am known as not being the biggest fan of Ariana.
Well, which... opinions can change. So.
I know, but I'm going into this with an open mind. So I guess without further ado, this is Thank You next.
Woo!
Get hype.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing to have loved and I've lost. That's not what I see. So look what I got. Look what you taught me. Yeah, for that I
Okay.
All right. Everyone can breathe again.
That was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Oh, by the way, you've also heard Holy by Jamila.
Yeah.
Jamila Woods. And I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. But most importantly, that was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
So, in case anyone wasn't listening very carefully, I pulled up the lyrics. This is the first verse. Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, because he was an angel. Like, she just name-dropped how many people? Four people? Four of her ex-lovers.
Okay, first off, who is Ricky?
I was actually wondering that as well. My immediate thought was Ricky Dillon.
Oh my gosh.
From like,
oh my gosh,
the YouTube days. No, oh my goodness, there are pictures of him. Ricky Alvarez. He is Ariana Grande's ex-boyfriend and former backup dancer.
Wig.
In case we didn't know. I actually do remember when they were dating. Really? I
just really need to focus more on Ariana, I guess. But let's discuss that song.
I mean, I'm biased because I enjoy most of her music as it is, but I thought that one was particularly good.
It's a really good song. Because with Sweetener, she kind of took an experiment into the R&B, I'd say. She didn't dive fully into it, but like
she dabbled in the craft.
She dipped her toe in the pond of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now she's really starting to find her balance of pop and R&B. You know?
Gosh, we're so proud of her, aren't we?
She's just so powerful.
Yeah. And in this song, she basically alludes that she's like already talking to someone else.
She does.
I don't know if that's like just sort of a hyperbolized version of how she moves on from lover to lover.
But who
might it be?
That was incredible.
Yeah.
On that topic. Wow. Oh, go ahead.
Plus, I met someone else.
Whoa.
Verse two. We're having better discussions. I know they say I move on too fast, but this one's going to last. I feel like this might be just a little tease.
Whoa.
I guess the internet will find out
soon.
Yeah,
but she's already working on her next album. She hasn't even gone onto the Sweetener tour yet.
Yeah, I feel like she should just take a breather.
And I think that she needs to like take some time to find out who Ariana is.
Wow.
Yeah.
As not Ariana plus blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge.
As someone who's never been in a long-term relationship, I think I know how to advise her in this. So, Ariana, make sure you're tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Call in. We'd love to have you on our show.
We would love to talk. And some other news. Halloween just went by. Halloween was in the past week.
It sure was.
So a lot of students dressed up in their costumes for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, they did. A classic.
And
gotta love Halloween.
And I would like to say that I have a bone to pick, I'd say.
Don't you always?
Yeah.
What's this week's bone to pick?
This week's bone to pick is... I believe that costumes should have a lot of effort put into them. Or really, yeah. I want a lot of thought behind it. I want a lot of commitment. And sometimes I just felt like people didn't deliver. Like, Eve, what were you for each night of Halloween?
Let's see. Each night of Halloween, I was Barbie.
You were Barbie, which was a costume stolen from you by?
By Kylie Jenner. Kylie, no beef. I so respect you.
We're just name-dropping left and right today.
I so respect your creative mind, your entrepreneurial status, but you did use my costume and use the same caption on Instagram 4 days after I did.
And did a similar photo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, her photo shoot was much more legitimate. She had a full Barbie box. I just photoshopped myself in.
Well... Potato.
Yeah. We can't all have the props that she does. But I was Barbie. I wore a blonde wig. And because I spent, you know, probably too many dollars than a broke college student should on that wig, I did have to make it worth it and wear it the next night as Paris Hilton.
It was a fabulous display.
An early 2000s icon. And in the words of Paris, that's hot.
That's hot. I was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a costume that I'd like to imagine that I christened on this campus, because I wore that on a Thursday night, posted an Instagram photo of it to, I'd say, the pleasure of my followers.
Yeah.
And then the next two nights, while perusing both my Instagram and the Tough Student Body, I saw a lot of Ruth Bader Ginsburg suddenly popping up.
It was all you, Curry.
I mean,
everyone went out and bought that costume.
They did it because of me.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even that they were dressed up as Ruth Bader Ginsburg necessarily. They were actually dressed up as you.
As Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Gosh, you're so powerful.
I was also a schoolboy because I had to flip the genders because everyone just goes straight to schoolgirl.
Yeah.
I'm pretty woke, if you can tell. And then...
And I had an amazing schoolboy costume anyway.
You did. It was so... Thank you so much.
Of course. It was all for you, baby.
And then I was supposed to be a kid from the 70s too, but someone thought that I was an Urban Outfitters employee, and then someone thought I was Harry Styles, so... I guess it's just a rewearable costume. Yeah.
I thought it was one of the best looks of all time. I think those teal pants, great color.
Bottom when I was in seventh grade, and they have just been inching up my legs.
Wow, perfect. Ideal.
Another thing that has come to my attention lately. Oh, first off, make sure you're registered to vote. Please vote this Tuesday.
Do that.
Vote in the midterms. It's a big deal. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm just going to tell you to vote.
If you're 18.
But something that's less important. But still important. Off-campus housing.
I'd say that that's a pretty important issue, and
not as important as the midterm.
Yeah,
but
no, I don't think much can top that.
But this is such a close second. It's getting hard to decide because Eve and I are both freshmen. We love our dorms. I'd say, like, we both got pretty good ones. We love the community associated with it.
Yeah.
We have the people we've met in our dorms.
Yeah. Can't complain about my room. It's a nice size. Sometimes it gets too warm.
Your room is one of the hottest places I've ever been in this entire planet.
Yeah, it's really steamy. I don't know why.
But that being said, after being in, like, one of my first off-campus houses this weekend, I'm just so grateful.
I just want that opportunity to have, like, we walked in and this place had a tile floor. I was like, that's not linoleum. Like, I think that might be ceramic.
The walls weren't cinder blocks.
It was crazy.
I saw like a fully updated kitchen, granite countertops.
Yeah. An island. Wow.
I was like, I don't cook, but like I could look at that kitchen and be like, If I wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, I still wouldn't want to, but... Oh,
I know.
What a treat.
Gosh. It just kind of blows my mind, and I said this to Curry yesterday, that, like, people are taking the same classes as me, but when I'm cramming my essay and writing it in my sweaty, warm little cot bed...
Well, I listen
to the kids outside my dorm blast music and frolic around. I could be, like, the seniors in those same classes are sitting there in their nice, I mean, I don't know, they could have a king-size bed if they wanted
to. Yeah.
They could be sitting on a couch. Whoa. Like, have I really sat on a couch recently that I've been impressed by?
Don't say that, please.
I just, because it's their own. That's what makes it good.
Just imagine this. Getting into your bedroom door without having to, like, use a key. Just imagine that freedom.
I really can't even think of that right now.
Okay. Well, Eve and I try to cope with the fact that we have to wait another 2 years before we can even consider the prospect of living off campus. Here's another song just to keep these indie jams flowing.
Woo!
It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and it's bid day, guys. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
I sailed a wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man beneath the weeping willow tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in Yeah, once was a young fool like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. I played an escapade just like you. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of broken heart? Then why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he played for me this song.
Say or think.
What's up, Queens?
Hey, Queens.
So, we're just shooting you with your PSA for the day. It's all about donations to keep WMFO thriving.
Oh, yeah.
So, everyone, make sure you head to donate.wmfo.org and throw us a nice $1, $5, $10, $20 donation just to keep things like Bid Day going, because this is a great way to support the Tufts Medford community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, you've been listening to such songs as Chinese Translation by M. Ward, The Night Song by Raven Lanay, Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun, Work It Out by Knox Hamilton, and San Pedro by Kilo Kish. I'm trying to find a recurring segment that we can do for this bi-weekly show.
I am thinking about the same. We just need to find something that's really important to us.
Yeah. Guys, please call in if you have any thoughts.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to hear your suggestions.
But in the meantime, we'll just keep bringing the music. So, thanks, guys. Bye.
Are you moving much too fast? And the good times that just don't last, if you're always on the go, make an angel in the snow and freeze. Do you feel like you're stuck in time, forever waiting on that line? If nothing ever moves, put that needle to the groove and sing. Thank you.
knows you're trying.
So, looks like we are coming to a close on this episode of Bidday. Hope you all enjoyed, and know that this is EVOG on Bidday, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Rock on. Woo. Oh, and you just heard Wait Goes by Hippocampus, and now you're about to hear Big Wave Goodbye by Said the Whale, and then you're going to hear whoever comes in next and delivers another great show.
Funny.
Bye, guys.
Woo.
Love you.
I am aware of a red tide line, but I won't stop swimming here. Fires ablaze and sirens in the night. Things will get hotter. Oh, 2 days on the land, and then 10 months on the water. Waving a kiss to Vancouver. All of the months I'm wondering why I'm just not good enough. Over the years and under the rug, things will get heavy.
it pretty, the way the world sees this city, the way the world sees us from afar. Oh, the way we are. It's a different city now. Oh, it's a different city.